What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
6:33 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan on this hump day Wednesday. And yesterday, we heard from our manager, Tony Mancelino, and he told us, we saw the play ourselves on Monday. Jordan Westbrook, we talked about it at length yesterday, rounding second base, looking to take advantage of maybe a bobble or something in the outfield. It didn't happen. He's turned back, and we realized when he stumbled to the bag that he injured his foot. We saw him hobbling around the clubhouse yesterday. Mancelino said that they're hoping that it's a situation where they can hold him out for a couple of days and not put him on the IL.
Yeah.
Today is probably the day where you'll know more than yesterday. You know how those sprained ankles are 2 days afterwards when you really know.
100%.
Adley Rutschman, some soreness.
Is his general too?
Yeah, and his in his side. So he was out of the lineup as well, hoping to avoid the IL with him. And it just seems to be, and whenever you get guys back, you lose guys.
Yeah.
We can't have, it's almost like the line in Friday. We can't have two things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You got the ham without the burger. You got the peanut butter without the jelly. Yep. You know what I mean? You can't. And we saw for a brief glimpse in Houston what this lineup could do when they are all together. But we're not seeing it.
Mm-hmm.
Again.
Yeah, I guess that's true for a lot of teams, though. Seems like it's worse with the Orioles.
It is worse.
It just does. As soon as, you know, one guy gets healthy, it's something else happens. It's, you know, unexpected. Because I got to admit, like, when Eflin and Bautista put on the IL, I'm like, well, how'd that happen?
Yeah.
That kind of came out of nowhere.
They tied a franchise record for most trips to the IL, and they established a franchise record for most outfielders used in a year.
Did they really?
Yep. Oh. Yes. They've had more IL trips than anybody in baseball right now. Mm. So you're right. Those things happen for a lot of teams, but not at the pace of the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's bad. It is bad. It's really bad. Yeah.
It's almost as if you're healthy and guys come back, you almost wonder, okay, man, guess it's my turn. Somebody's gone. Guess it's my turn.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen anything like this in all of baseball, especially for the Orioles. I've never seen this before. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Going back to Westbrook, are injuries a problem for him with you?
I am getting concerned. Yes. And I know a lot of his injuries come from hustle and that. But boy, he's so talented. He's so important to the team. I mean, Timmy, this is the third baseman of the future. This is it. And he's hurt a lot.
Right.
You know, it's an issue.
Yep. Because the whole wins over replacement thing, that's real. I like Vasquez. I do. I like him starting maybe once a week in the pickle, maybe twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
But wins over replacement kicks in when guys are starting for a week. How many games would you have won that week if you had Westbrook playing third instead of Vasquez? And again, this is not an indictment on the kid. I like the guy. I like Vasquez. But he's not Jordan Westbrook. If he was,
he's not, yeah.
He'd be somewhere else being Jordan Westbrook.
Yep.
Or he'd beat out Jordan Westbrook.
Yep.
But he's not a guy that you want playing every day.
No, definitely not. And it's just, I've said this a couple of times, even recently this week, I think it was Ryan, we were talking to Ryan Ripken. I mean, after, you know, Gunnar, I think he's the second best player on his team at the moment when he's healthy.
It's hard to argue against that.
It is, and I really think he is. And that said, it's like I'm concerned because he's injured a lot because it's like, damn, you can't have the second best guy on your team, you know, out all the time.
When he grows up and when the other one, if the other one can stay healthy, how good is your infield of Gunnar, Jackson, and Westbrook?
Outstanding.
When Jackson grows up, because he's not who he's going to be. Not yet.
No. Hey, what'd you think of the ball he botched that second last night?
Yeah.
When he shuffled, he kind of, you know, he broomed it over to second base. I mean, that was a fairly easy play.
That clock in his head was too fast.
Yeah.
Sometimes that clock in his head speeds up. You have more time than you think. But
yes.
Then he comes back later and makes a double play when the ball takes a hop on him. Mm-hmm. And he has to sit down a little bit and scoop it over there.
Yeah.
That was a good play. But it's about consistency. Let's go to Gunnar Henderson. Look at all the how inconsistent he was last year.
He was. He had a lot of errors.
Now, this year, he's arguably defensively the best shortstop in the American League.
Yeah.
Arguably. He should be a Gold Glove finalist.
Didn't he lead the American League in errors last year?
As shortstop, I'm pretty sure he did. I think you're right.
Yeah.
And now this year, he's like, it's been a while since he made one. He's making plays on top of plays, but you got to have Westberg in it. Adley Rutschman, he's caught 500 games so far in his career, and his win percentage is ridiculous as a catcher.
Yeah.
We did that stat the other day on Masson. Mm-hmm. You look at Adley Rutschman, they win games when he's behind the plate.
They do. I know. It's,
you know, why? I don't know. So, you know, you can't quantify what the it factor is. It's just it.
And it can't, and it's real. It's like, that's why. When did his team turn around? May 21st, a couple of years when he came up. That's when the turnaround started.
Yeah.
When he arrived in Baltimore. It's not coincidence, not a myth. He said that his winning percentage is amazing. This whole turnaround started when he got here.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Is he the best player on the team?
No.
But there's an it factor with him that matters. Let's go to Baltimore and get Mike. What's up, Mike? Yes.
Hello.
Hey, it's Mike.
That's what I said, Mike in Baltimore.
I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Hey, look, man, this injury stuff, I mean, I really hope it's a just a phase and not a trend. You know, remember that year when the Ravens, when just about everybody went down?
Yeah.
And we had to pretty much field a practice party.
I do.
This injury stuff is crazy, man. But I was just chuckling yesterday about the general soreness thing. It kind of reminded me of the... It was an episode of the Beverly Hillbillies where this guy had something called general peritonitis, and Granny thought general peritonitis was a military guy or whatever. But this general soreness, I mean, that kind of threw me, because I suffer from that every goddamn morning, man.
Yes, so do we all.
Something is hurting.
Yep.
Yeah, but I hope it's just a phase and not a trend. It's incredible, man, these injuries.
It's ridiculous. Thanks a lot for the call, Mike. 410-583-1057 is the number. Clubhouse Connections. I got a few things to tell you at 7:15, what's going on with the Baltimore Orioles behind the curtain. But on the other side, what made Randy Brown choose Tyler Loop? There's an article on BaltimoreRavens.com that really got my attention. I think it's fascinating. One to share with you up next on The Fan.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station today on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.